Let's recap yesterday's action at the boys' state basketball tournament in Class 3A quarterfinals. The Atlantic Trojans boys' basketball team saw their season come to a close with a 58-45 loss to Waverly Shellrock in first-round play. A strong first quarter and good shooting for the Gohawks propelled them to the victory. Waverly Shellrock shot 54% from the floor in the game, and they were hot right out of the gate, building a 21-9 lead at the end of the first quarter. They extended that to a 16-point lead early in the second quarter at 25-9. That was their biggest of the game, as the Trojans were digging their way out of a hole from the get-go. Trojans would outplay the Gohawks in the second and third quarters, but they could never get the run together that they needed to take the lead. Atlantic was led by Garrett Franken, who had 21 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals as his Trojan career comes to an end. Waverly Shellrock was led by 6'10" UNI commit Austin Fife, 17 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks, and 3 steals. The Gohawks improved to 23-1, and they'll move on to face Cedar Rapids Xavier in the semifinals on Thursday. Atlantic ends their season with a mark of 19-6. The other 3A quarterfinals yesterday saw Cedar Rapids Xavier advance with a 59-44 win over Mount Pleasant. West Delaware defeated Dallas Center Grimes 66-58, and it was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Pella by a final of 66-55. Also yesterday, Class 2A quarterfinal round play saw Kemper Catholic outscore Garner Hayfield Ventura 20-2 in the second quarter as they rolled to a 51-31 victory in a Class 2A quarterfinal round game. Matt Dentlinger led the Knights with 19 points and 11 rebounds.
Last year, we had a lower seed, and then it was kind of a tough loss. But this year, we got a little more pressure since we were the higher seed. And I felt like we came out with a lot of energy and were able to get the win, like, and play as a team.
Well, as Atlantic fans will understand, Dentlinger, a good low post player, played well for Kemper Catholic yesterday in that victory. The other 2A quarterfinal, Pella Christian rallied back from a halftime deficit as they win in overtime, 52-49 over Van Meter. Now in action today in Des Moines, it's the Class 4A quarterfinals as they'll close out first round action. Action starts at 1:05 this afternoon as Iowa City West will face Newton. That'll be followed by Dubuque Hempstead playing Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The evening session has Bettendorf facing Sioux City East, followed by West Des Moines Valley against Des Moines North. All that action in Des Moines. Well, top-seeded Gonzaga's Bulldogs have beaten the number 2 seed St. Mary's 74-56 to win the title in the West Coast Conference Tournament. Gonzaga, ranked 4th in the nation, led St. Mary's 62-48 with less than 4 minutes left. The last time Gonzaga failed to make the conference title game, Nigel Williams-Goss was 2 years old. The WCC Player of the Year helped the 4th-ranked Bulldogs continue what Coach Mark Few calls an amazing run last night, pouring in 25 points and pulling down 8 rebounds in their victory, in an earlier victory. Now also last night, South Dakota State got 37 points from Summit League Player of the Year Mike Daum, and the Jackrabbits defeated Omaha 79-77 to win the Summit League Championship, sending SDSU to its 4th NCAA tournament in school history. Daum scored 24 points in the second half as South Dakota State held off a furious rally down the stretch. SDSU needed a 9-5 run in the final 5 minutes to pull away. The biggest lead for either team in the second half was 5 points. Omaha, in its first conference championship game in school history, had 4 players in double figures, with Trayshawn Thurman leading the way with 21 points. Well, Baylor, UCLA, Wisconsin, and Creighton will play in the Hall of Fame Classic next season. The National Association of Basketball Coaches announced the field on Tuesday. That event will be played November 20th and 21st at the Sprint Center in Kansas City after the induction ceremony for the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame on November 19th. UCLA won the event in 2007, while Creighton won it in 2004 and 2002. Kansas beat Georgia 65-54 in November to win this season's title. Well, prosecutors in Los Angeles on Tuesday said they have decided not to file sexual assault charges against suspended USC football player Osa Messina, who's awaiting trial on similar charges in Utah. Documents released by the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office said it would be too difficult to prove in court that Messina had sex with a woman who was too intoxicated to consent. The case is among many involving collegiate athletes across the country, including Stanford University swimmer Brock Turner last year, that have brought increased attention to the issue, which with calls for stronger protections for victims from universities and justice systems. University of Oregon football co-offensive coordinator David Reeves spent little more than a day on the job but was paid more than $60,000. The Register Guard reported Tuesday that Reeves received $3,750 for 26 hours of work when he resigned February 3rd after being arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. According to University of Oregon documents obtained by the Register Guard newspaper through a public records request, he also received a payment of $60,000. UO announced it hired Reeves on January 17th. Reeves had a two-year contract with an annual salary of $300,000. On January 22nd, Reeves was arrested by Eugene police and charged with DUI, reckless driving, and reckless endangerment. A plea hearing is scheduled for March 13th. UO put Reeves on leave and was terminating his contract when he resigned. A former Iowa Hawkeye linebacker, Chad Greenway, officially retired yesterday, ending an 11-year NFL career with the Minnesota Vikings. Greenway says playing in the NFL completed a lifelong dream.
A dream that I started when I was 5 or 6 years old. I was holding the gate for my dad when he was feeding cattle, and I told him I'm going to play pro ball. And he looked at me like I was crazy. I'll never forget. He's like, well, it's going to take a lot of hard work, but it's possible. It's sort of one of those moments you just never forget as a kid. And my dad was my hero. And I think when he said that, it's something like, you know what, I'm going to try to do that.
Greenway says he owes a lot to his time as a Hawkeye.
University of Iowa, Kirk Ferentz, the late Norm Parker, Phil Parker, Chris Doyle, Reese Morgan, James Dobson. You know, none of this happens in the NFL without the University of Iowa. First of all, they were the only team that drove out to Mount Vernon in a snowstorm to come take a look at me. They're the only ones to extend a scholarship offer to me and believe in me. They're the ones that had the foresight to move this high school quarterback to safety and then to linebacker.
Greenway says he grew up at Iowa, literally.
They were the ones that built me into a 240-pound player when I was going there 195 pounds. They were the ones that gave me this dream and this opportunity, and they're also the ones that encouraged me to finish and get my degree. So now that my playing career is over, I can go on and do something else.
Greenway says he feels lucky to have gotten a chance to play at Iowa. Also in NFL news, the Atlanta Falcons say wide receiver Julio Jones is expected to be ready for the start of training camp after having minor foot surgery. Jones had the procedure on Monday and posted on his Twitter account, "The surgery was a success thanks to all that prayed for me." Jones missed two games last season with a sprained left toe and also missed practice time in the second half of the season with foot problems. He still had 83 catches for 1,409 yards and 6 touchdowns and was named to his second straight All-Pro team. Also in the World Baseball Classic, Ryan LaVarnway hit a two-run homer in the third inning, and Nate Freeman added a three-run shot in the ninth, and that helped Israel beat Taiwan 15-7 on Tuesday to improve to 2-0 in the World Baseball Classic. Israel entered the tournament ranked number 41 by the World Baseball and Softball Federation. They've already beaten third-ranked South Korea and fourth-ranked Taiwan in the WBC. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.